It's a Monday morning. On Mondays, we need to know exactly what to watch on the box this week. And the only person who we want to listen to is the Oracle. How are you this morning, my love?
Feeling good. Ready to talk about some really interesting things.
Well, Mountain High is the theme for today. Tell us about the shows.
So it's about the opioid pandemic in America. And it's sort of broken through here as well. And so it's about the Sacklers and Purdue Pharma, and the way that they introduced opioids, essentially like official forms of heroin, into the American medical system and made it okay to take essentially heroin as a pill for a headache or a toothache rather than very serious conditions, cancer management, pain yep. management for very serious conditions. And essentially created deaths and, overdoses and a heroin pandemic throughout poor parts of America, essentially.
So it's all about Dope Sick is the TV show. It stars Michael Keaton, and it's about the Oxycontin, I think is the correct pronunciation. Is that right?
Look, there's a few. There's Oxycontin, Oxycodone, a few other names. What makes, and I have to say I watched it quite sadly, but Dope Sick is a great show. Michael Keaton as a doctor who prescribes it and then ends up experiencing it himself, becoming addicted and then getting it's just an amazing story. Michael Stuhlbarg plays Richard Sackler. He's been in a ton of stuff. He's terrific. And Peter Sarsgaard, a whole bunch of great actors. So it's one of those, dramatisations that's very good to watch, as well as, really important for us to know what's going on and understand. It really made me think of Mayor of Easttown.
Yep.
Because she was dealing with all of that, the reality of it. And then it's 8 episodes. It's just a one-hit kind of...
Like a mini-series.
Like a mini-series about this pandemic, which continues, and these people haven't been held to account, and, people continue to die. And basically what happened in America, by legalizing these opioids as painkillers, they just flooded America with easily accessible heroin and hooked millions and millions of people, starting with very poor parts of the country that worked in physical jobs that couldn't take any time off, and got hooked on essentially legal heroin.
Dear, oh dear. That's Dope Sick on Disney. I've got to check that one out. And the other one is The Business of Drugs on Netflix.
This one's been on for a while. We watched it when it first launched. And again, it's a mini series, but this one is, I wanted to add a bit of documentary, bit of information to this drama. And it looks at all different types of drugs. So how they get around, how to make money, how it's structured like a business, and the politics of it. So rather than these sorts of documentaries about Just Say No or how we stop drugs from overseas, it actually looks at drugs as a business model, and talks to a lot of really smart people about it. It's a really fascinating documentary in that best style of Netflix documentaries where, you just want to see what happens next.
The documentaries, Netflix does brilliantly. The movies, not so much. Maybe that's what the drugs are for.
I don't think the movies are not for much, but I think something's wrong with me now because I actually enjoyed the last Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, you are addicted. Okay. We need to have an intervention immediately.
No, I'm broken.
Well, broken, but nonetheless, she will return next week. The Oracle with some more great TV choices to watch on the box. Thank you, my love.
I'll see you then.